people.
Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. And once again, that's freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site. Send whatever you want into the website by submitting show prep. You find something online you want to share with other listeners, submit it as show prep, that then it can be voted upon. And what happens when you submit your prep is it goes into the upcoming stories page, and then it can be voted on there. And then if it gets enough votes on the upcoming stories queue, it will be promoted to the front page and perhaps make it to the top of the website. So once you get on to freetalklive.com, click upcoming stories and start casting votes on the different items that are there, because that helps determine in the aggregate what our listeners find interesting, what you think is most useful. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's completely free. That's freetalklive.com. Coming up still, details on what's happening out in California, where multiple cities at this point are now looking at bankruptcy filings. And what does it mean when a city files bankruptcy?
I guess some people, some bondholders getting screwed.
It means that the municipality goes into federal court and asks that the federal court protect them from all their debts. And anyone who had a contract with them is stopped right away. They get it's called an instant stay, and they can't collect debts. And essentially, the municipality can reorganize their debt. Creditors typically get screwed, and ultimately, hopefully, they can become solvent again.
So we'll tell you more about what's going on there. But Mark is on the line listening in Cincinnati. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Brad and another Mark. Mark in Cincy. Mark going once. I hear somebody there. Somebody with her phone.
Sitting on his phone or something.
All right, Mark, thanks for the call. He's gone. 855-450-FREE. So the news is coming out of, this is probably coming out of Sacramento, where there are multiple cities in California, according to the LA Times, facing the same financial stressors that pushed San Bernardino toward bankruptcy. Cities across California are slashing day-to-day services and taking other drastic actions to skirt a similar fiscal collapse. For some, it may not be enough. San Bernardino on Tuesday became the third California city to seek bankruptcy protection in the last month. And while no one expects the state to be consumed by municipal insolvencies, other cities teeter on the abyss.
There are certainly plenty of them in California. There's a lot of municipalities in California, too, though.
Yep. Michael Coleman, fiscal policy advisor for the California League of Cities, says that there are likely to be more... He says there are likely to be more in the future, but it's hard to know since a lot of struggling cities may manage to work things out. Some cities may not go into bankruptcy, but they may dissolve. They may cease to exist.
Poof.
Now, hold on a second. When somebody out there listening to this hears the words, the city may dissolve, it almost sounds like the buildings are going to crumble into dust and that...
A screensaver.
Yeah, like that there would be some sort of physical decay. But we all know that's not the case, because the term city actually describes a municipal corporation that has zero to do with the physical area.
I don't care what period of my life you're talking about in adulthood. I don't think I ever would have thought that.
That the city would have actually dissolved?
Yeah, I don't think I would have even thought that it would have been that terrible for the economy of that city, for that city to go away. Because I knew all along...
When you say
along,
the city, you mean the government.
Okay, what term do you want me to use here, man?
Well, I just want to make it clear that people use the term... You just used the term city interchangeably, but you meant it in two different forms. You did, in one sentence, use the word city to mean the plot of land with buildings on it and the municipal corporation.
Let's be 100% clear. The municipal corporation being the city, whatever city that might be, I don't think I would have even thought that, because I know that a municipal corporation is a corporation. A corporation is a piece of paper or sets of paper that protects people from liability, that they, it's a group of people that get together to protect themselves from liability. So all they have at that point, when the piece of paper goes away, is essentially the creditors get screwed.
When a local municipality files Chapter 9 bankruptcy, it gives control of a local municipality to the federal government, because there's what's called a United States bankruptcy trustee that answers to the Department of Justice that oversees debts and repaying creditors and all sorts of things along those lines. And effectively, by filing Chapter 9, you're surrendering some of your sovereignty and control to
the
United
feds.
States.
But for how long? If they get dissolved, then at that point, it just goes to the county. Then those people just go to the county.
Right. Either go to the county or to the state. I mean, I remember hearing on Free Talk Live about Maywood, California, where the police department was dissolved and, you know, the county sheriff's department took over the responsibility because the police department just had so many lawsuits that insurance carriers were like, no way. You know, we can't, you know, you're just too much risk.
So I just thought it was interesting to point that terminology out. The city dissolving means that the government will be dissolving. Of course, everybody in San Bernardino will continue with their businesses, and they'll continue on with their lives and doing the things that they were doing previously. Without
they might get
the
fewer services in some sense. I mean, you know, maybe the
health inspector.
City of San Bernardino has a trash collection and
code enforcers.
No trash collection. I'm using this as an example.
Yeah.
Real services.
Oh, real services. Oh, okay.
And I mean, there are real services the municipalities offer. They often offer them at uncompetitive rates, but whatever.
The market will take care of that.
It will, but it won't take care of it without bumps and glitches along the way.
Maybe.
And that's what people don't want.
Well, too bad.
They want stability.
Too bad.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have counted on the government to handle those services if that's what they didn't want. If what they wanted was stability into the future, they shouldn't have counted on an agency that can use violence to ensure that it will continue. Because eventually, force always has unintended consequences. So eventually, your violent system is going to fail. And you'll be lucky if all you get is a little blip in trash service as a result of that failure. So let me continue here. Once rare, turning to bankruptcy, this again from the L.A. Times.
By the way, what you mean by violence is that it forces people to participate in a group that they may or may not have wanted to participate in. If it takes a majority vote or even a supermajority vote to enter into a municipal agreement to create a municipal corporation, then there are people that didn't want to enter into it. Mm-hmm. And those people being forced to pay additional property taxes in order to be in some landmass that they didn't want to be in, it's immoral. It's immoral to grab people. It's immoral for two wolves and a sheep to vote on what's for dinner.
No doubt. So now, turning to bankruptcy has become a painful but enticing option for cities whose labor costs and municipal debt far outpace anemic tax revenues. The Bay Area city of Vallejo began the current trend in May of 2008, filing for Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection because city leaders said salaries and benefits for its public safety workers were eating up too much of the general fund.
As a former public sector union member, I am willing to wager that the union members there were furious about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's the case.
Furious about the bankruptcy?
Furious about the fact that whatever contract they had with the government has just been completely nullified by the government.
By the bankruptcy?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
that's
what happens when you contract with criminals.
Well, when you contract with the government, who gets to define what a legal contract is, contracts between private people, are generally enforced by state law, but when you're dealing with the state or the government, they can change the rules of the contract. And there's nothing you can do.
Right. What are you going to do? Sue them in their court?
Right. Their court will say that's not the law anymore. Sorry.
San Bernardino couldn't close a $45.8 million budget shortfall and would be unable to make its payroll this summer. Days before Tuesday's city council vote, the city of 211,000 people had just $150,000 in the bank. The city barely scraped together enough money to cover its June payroll. It had largely patched over its growing fiscal ills, exacerbated by the struggling economy, by tapping out its reserves over the last several years. So they didn't change anything about how their government was operating. They didn't cut the pension. They didn't cut the budget. They just tapped into the reserves. So over the good times and the good years when the money was just flowing in, they just sucked it all away. Which, by the way, if you look at into comprehensive annual financial reports, you'll learn more about this. The idea being that the budget is only a portion of the comprehensive annual financial report, and there's all this money that's off the budget. So when the government tells you that they've got budget deficits and all that, they're not telling you about all the money they've got in savings or in investments or in capital assets or in all these other things that they've got that are not appearing in the budget. So that's what this city did, was they went to all of their other assets and started to sell things and cash in their stocks and then use that to fund the city. There's more coming up here at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that if you have to leave here.
You cannot resign
because
you're
going to
rally.
What
with
me?
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa.
Hey,
who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video of my own wildness.
No, I have work today.
This is you ain't going to make it.
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
The smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number preview, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
We invite you over to our website. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can get tuned in there. We've got live streams in broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, which will fit whatever internet connection you happen to be on. So once again, listen.freetalklive.com takes you there. It'll also take you to a list of our radio stations, over 100 of them, across the country on AM and FM, airing the show throughout the week at various different times. You can learn about them, and you can also learn about our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're on all week long on two different XM channels, actually, plus our KU Band free-to-air channel. There's that option as well, and in addition to that, there's our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to tune in via your phone that can dial long distance. So go to listen.freetalklive.com and learn about how you can get Free Talk Live into your ears. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
There's a new currency out there, and it's mainly focused on the internet. It's called bitcoins, and with bitcoins, it's mathematically impossible for anyone to counterfeit or inflate them. Now, I can tell you, when it comes to every other currency out there, you know, as far as counterfeiting goes, it's a heck of a lot easier to counterfeit them. Most of the anti-counterfeiting measures out there have to go with incarceration. And as far as inflation goes, well, you deal with whatever inflation the government gives you. If the government decides it wants to print twice as many dollars as it has, and by print I mean just, you know, create them on the computer. They don't even come in real life. They're just on computer screens someplace in banks and that sort of thing. And to deplete, if they print twice as many dollars, then they're going to, you know, cut in half the value of the money that you have in the bank. So with bitcoins, they can't do that. It's impossible for them to insert themselves inside of your money. There's a fixed amount of bitcoins that could possibly be created, and that's it. To find more, you can go to weusecoins.org, and you can get your Bitcoin wallet at bitcoin.org. So it's weusecoins.org to watch the video. It's a minute and a half, and it's worth watching. And to get your wallet, bitcoin.org. And to
they probably link to it from weusecoins.org. You don't have to mention all those sites.
Okay. How about bitinstant.com, where you can go get bitcoins?
I think that's a pretty important
one. That's an important one. You go there to bitinstant.com. You can find out more than 700,000 locations across the world, and those numbers are going up every single week, by the way. I really should go look, because there are probably more numbers than that. And you can just go deposit cash at a bunch of different places and get bitcoins. It's very easy to do. Bitinstant.com.
All right, more coming up about the California bankruptcy situation, but first we go to the phones and your thoughts. John is on the line listening in Virginia. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, John. Hey. Great. What's on your mind tonight?
On Saturday, President Obama is going to be in Virginia. Glenn Allen having a rally, and I'm helping to organize a protest of it to help spread the message of liberty.
So you're going to be protesting what exactly?
Just the general loss of liberty that we're having under him, and I'm doing that with the help of Liberate RVA.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I think we met Cal from Liberate RVA at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah.
Great. So the objective is to do get the word out about freedom to the people that will be there to support Obama, or okay,
just do some liberty activism.
Having done that myself, you know, in the Ron Paul campaign, hostilities tend to go high if you try to convince people that their candidate is wrong in any way. You know, people I've seen quite a few tempers flare, and
it's not exactly a good target demographic. Anybody that's a radical supporter of an existing candidate, whether we're talking about Obama or Romney, likely not going to be too receptive to new ideas.
But
never know.
Well, I think that let me ask one question here. Are you guys philosophically against voting?
Some of us are, some of us aren't.
Just tell them you're philosophically against voting. They won't care about what you have to say at all.
So what are you going to do, and what is your plan as far as reaching out to these folks?
Well, we're trying to get as close to the places as we can. It's the Walkerton Tavern, and we want to get as close as we can and just hold some signs, talk to people, hopefully.
So Obama's going to be coming to a bar in Richmond?
It's called Walkerton Tavern, but it's like a historic site that was used in the Civil War.
I see.
It's not a functioning bar.
Got it. And what's it?
Gee, I kind of liked it at first.
I was thinking that would be a much better campaign stop if, you know.
Yeah.
So he's just going there to, like, speechify, basically, do a political campaign? Kind
yeah,
of?
Just hold a general rally.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, that'll be interesting because you'll certainly be likely to encounter the Secret Service. So I imagine that you'll probably want to have some video cameras on you just to make sure that you'll be able to protect yourself.
I'm sure they'll love that.
Right, and they may try to put you into a free speech zone. If they do that, what will you do?
Well, we're not going to try to get arrested.
Well, you don't sometimes have to try to get arrested to get arrested, just
right,
so
just
you know.
Don't do what you're told, and there you go.
Sometimes they just arrest you just because they don't like you. In fact, there were some folks up here in New Hampshire a few years ago, Russell and Kat Canning. They were arrested for holding signs near, I believe it was during the 2008 campaign, George Bush had come to town or something like that.
But they refused to move off the sidewalk or something like that, isn't that right?
I think so, yeah. They stood on one corner.
They
didn't want to go to the other corner on the sidewalk. Yeah. I mean, it was a ridiculous arrest. And they were just standing there
holding
signs.
Nothing happened as a result.
No,
right?
I don't think so. I think they just arrested them to get them off the streets,
right.
Essentially. What,
drop charges after
which
happened.
Is an abuse of the arrest process.
Of course it is, but that's what they do. They just want to get you out of their purview, get you out of the way. So just, you know, you have to be careful. You're dealing with unpredictable elements. I mean, you can protect yourself as much as possible, and you can jump through the hoops if they put them up for you, but just be aware there's always that risk. So you're not going out alone, though. I mean, what kind of a size group are you going to have?
So far, I have about four other people. I'm hoping to get more. The more people, the better.
Mm-hmm. Great.
The more cameras, the better.
Are you going to have handouts or just what kind of information will you be offering?
We're going to have signs. I'm trying to make some handouts. But.
Great. Well, that's fantastic, and I wish you the best. And anything else you want to share tonight?
No. That's it.
Hopefully you can influence some folks to maybe think about some other options, and I appreciate your call. And, you know, hey, good. I hope that they can liberate Richmond. If they can, I'll move to Richmond.
Well, I think that this is people getting their, you know, putting on their liberty activist water wings, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, people getting some started and, you know, see what it's like.
It's exciting. It's exciting to get out there and do activism. Just remember, you are at risk. It may feel safe. But there's always the chance they'll come and decide to make some crap up. I mean, they don't have to be honest when they arrest you for stuff.
It happened to me. They lied. I got arrested at the United States border on 7-2 of 2011 for not doing anything illegal. And they lied in their report. I filed a complaint. They lied to a U.S. senator's office. And it can happen to me. It can happen to you. You got to be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. I always feel terrible when I see folks out there, you know, like you said, Mark, they're excited about activism. They found the ideas of liberty. They want to tell other people about them. They want to get out there, and they want to be seen, and they want to hit the streets and do
stuff.
How
many years did you do activism in Florida?
Several. Before I left, you mean?
Yeah.
At least six.
And so half a dozen years. And
yeah.
Why'd you leave Florida?
Because there were hardly anybody doing
your activism didn't do anything.
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't say it didn't do anything.
It got other people to want to leave to go with you. To
yeah.
The Free State Project.
Yeah.
Okay.
That happened. I did uncover a few great activists in my time doing that, and they've all moved here. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Aliban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali C or Aliban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, fried bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy them. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can, of course, enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners as well. And if you're a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine. It's the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show that they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com takes you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
We'll continue, of course, taking your phone calls about whatever you want. And I just maybe just a couple more thoughts for our last caller that is planning some sort of a protest/outreach event. Apparently Obama is going to be coming to do a campaign stop in Richmond, Virginia, and they're planning to do some sort of a sign-holding/handing out of literature style event. And I think it's great. I think people should get active. I know a lot of people feel like they can't leave where they are to come to New Hampshire. In fact, I know Meg McLean, who was on this show for a while, she ended up moving down to the Virginia area.
I miss Meg. I haven't seen her in a while.
She says she's going to come back. I guess she's trying to get a few things
in order. They all come back.
Not all of them, but some people do.
Anyway, my point was that her and Nathan Cox from copblock.org are putting together a huge outreach project down there where they're printing up lots of fancy flyers and all kinds of information. They're going to make something like 10,000 handouts.
She does awesome graphic design.
She does. And so there's some real doers out there around the country, and it's just, it bums me out when I hear that they're getting, when they get arrested for stuff. Because I feel like, you know, on the other hand, we have our friends get arrested up here in New Hampshire. Like, Ademo just went to jail yesterday, and I always feel frustrated because I wish there was more I could do for them besides write them a letter at mailtojail.com or, you know, put some money in their commissary account or blog about them over at freekeen.com, which, by the way, Ademo, there's a blog post put up there right now. If you want to read the latest on that situation, you can go to freekeen.com. That'll bring you up to speed. But at least we have those things that we can do here. We have mailtojail.com in New Hampshire. You don't have that in Virginia. You don't have it in Florida. You don't have it anywhere else. It's only for the activists here in New Hampshire.
I always like to tell people that one of the craziest things that you can see up here in New Hampshire when it comes to liberty activism is somebody can have a $5 parking ticket and there will be a courtroom packed with activists who are hell-bent on just, supporting their friend on, you know.
Right. You're not going to get that where you come from. I can't imagine the libertarians down in Sarasota coming out to a court trial for anybody. I mean, or in any significant number of them coming out to it.
That's where we're from.
There isn't even a significant number of them to start out with. So how are you going to get them to show up to do anything? It was difficult to get folks to come out and volunteer. Like our last caller said, he had four people lined up to help out with the protest. And I can tell you, when I was living in Florida, I've had four or five people tell me they were going to come out and do something and had two of them show up. So, I mean, I know that it's hard to wrangle volunteers when you're trying to get things done. And I just, look, if you burn out, when you burn out on doing activism where you are, don't give up on activism. Get together with other people who aren't burned out. Get together with other people who are willing to keep going. And
it's stressful. Yeah. I mean, getting involved in controversial things and trying to defend things that are unpopular, it does stress you out. And you need, you know, if you, like, you know, when I defended Jason Talley here, there's a lot of people supporting me. And, you know, we get through these things together, and that's important.
And that made a difference, right? Having
totally.
Support.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, just trying to do the right thing is a lot easier when there's lots of people around you who want to do the same thing.
You know, one of the places where there's a lot of great activists is the Phoenix area. And, of course, freedomsphoenix.com is part of that whole scene. It's a great place to go to get some liberty news from around the world.
Yeah, readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, so we'll continue, and you can bring up anything you want. Kevin, listening in Indy to WXNT, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I think part of the problem with the rise of the police state has to do with the dramatic increase in crime that we're seeing throughout the country, and please, don't be fooled. The crime is on the march, and it's really increasing dramatically. And part of it's because of the lack of jobs. People have no jobs anymore to really go to.
I thought violent crime was on the downturn in the last couple decades.
They can tell you that, Ian, but it's just a lie, just like everything else they're telling.
Well, how do you back up the statement that it's a lie?
It is on the increase, guys, in cities.
Is that from your observation, or is that from any kind of statistical information?
All the above. What they're doing is they're taking crimes and putting it over in one category if there wasn't an insurance claim. And a lot of times when the violent crimes take place in the inner cities, there are no insurance claims. If you really dig into it, you will find that crime is on the increase. But irregardless of that, that's also being fueled. Again, the rise of the police state being fueled by the, prohibition on drugs, all the illegal drug activity that's going on that could be easily taken care of if we legalized everything. If you take pharmaceutical, the United States of America is 5% of the population, but yet we consume 56% of pain pills in the world. And that's another area where, it's staggering. And so what we're doing is we're becoming a drug culture, tobacco, the packs of cigarettes now are $5, $6, $8, $10 wherever you live, which is ridiculous. People are going to smoke, and the increase in theft and violence in, as far as stealing cigarettes and selling on the black market is, it's incredible. And so there you go. You're giving the police an agenda. And their only reaction to the violent crimes. They're not even reacting to other crimes now because they're so overwhelmed.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that's true. They're constantly arresting people for peaceful acts. The jail here is full of peaceful people who've never committed violence at all.
Yeah, I've heard numbers as high as 90% of inmates in the prison system are in for nonviolent crime.
I mean, it'd be great if they actually focused on violent criminals, but that's not at all what's happening. I mean, after all, the police are interested in officer safety first and foremost. So
they spend the majority of their time. Okay, they come to the violent scene after the fact. In other words, 20 police officers will show up at a violent scene and waste a tremendous amount of man hours. So, yeah, and from that perspective, I agree. But yet then they go out looking for somebody to make an legal lane change, and then they throw them in jail for 20 years for having a bag of pot. So, you know, I'm saying legalize everything. You know, we need more jobs. That's another issue about how are we going to attack that.
Well, one thing's for sure, if you decriminalize marijuana, that would create some jobs. There'd be all kinds of jobs created.
Oh, there'd be a ton of jobs created in the hemp industry that you know, the fact that you can't have industrialized hemp here in the United States is just, I mean, insane. I bought an awesome pair of hemp sandals when I was in Maui, and the sandals were made in a different country,
sure,
you know?
Because you can't make them here.
I mean, yeah, I'm wearing them right now, and I'm not smoking them, you know?
Right.
I mean, the Declaration of Independence was written on hemp paper, was it not?
I believe it was.
Yeah. A good thing it wasn't grown in the United States. It probably was.
Brought our currency in. But here's the other thing. You know, you brought up an interesting point, and that is if you look at what's going on in society today, it has to do with the legalization of drugs would take care of, it would take so many people out of the prison. It would lower a lot of the problems right off the bat. It just would. So.
You're absolutely right about that, Kevin, and I thank you for the call and thoughts tonight, sir, at 855-450-FREE. I agree. I think the war on drugs is probably one of the biggest the albatrosses that are around our collective necks. It's weighing this country down, and it's destroying people's lives, and having the drugs decriminalized across the board could do so much for the economy. It would be incredible.
Today, on my way here from northern New Hampshire, I had to go through a Border Patrol suspicionless checkpoint.
Really?
Was
this on 91?
It was on 93, and interestingly...
Was this one of those random checkpoints?
Right, they just set it up in the middle of nowhere. They can do it. There's a great map on the ACLU website that shows that unless you're in Denver or something like that, they can set up these suspicionless checkpoints anywhere.
We heard that, that's not true, that was exaggerated, and actually they can set these up anywhere they want to, whether you're in Denver or not. These suspicionless, the old idea was it was only within 100 miles of the border.
Yeah.
Not true. They can set these up anywhere. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, but you can tell us more about it here in a moment.
Sure.
It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you'd like, you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll get the details on how you can help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, forum, and more. You can get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our site over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls here in a moment, but first, Brad, you were telling us that you got stopped on the way down to the studio tonight because you are a really dedicated co-host and you actually drive something like 2.5 hours or 2 hours to get here.
Yeah, but it's one of the most awesome drives ever. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, it's actually fun.
It won't be during the winter when
that's
it's
true.
Popular.
That's right. True.
Well, we'll enjoy you while we can have you, and I appreciate you coming out. But you come down from the northern part of New Hampshire to be here in the southwestern portion, and I guess on the way down on the interstate, you encountered a roving checkpoint.
Yeah, they set them up pretty much wherever they want, and they stop everybody to question what your immigration status is, and One thing that stood out to me was that they had police dogs there, and you know, police dogs are generally one of three things. Either they
don't smell Mexicans.
they're one of three things. Either they detect cadavers, they detect bombs, or they detect narcotics. And
I suppose they could be the cadaver dogs looking for people in the trunk, right?
I suppose.
I mean, the possibility exists. It seems like a much higher likelihood that, in fact, they're just sniffing around your car to see if they get a dog to alert for drugs.
Yeah.
Right. And at a checkpoint down in Arizona, a CBP officer tried to explain to me once that, you know, the dogs are there because there's a drug problem. And I tried to explain to him that the federal government, creates the drug problem and the violence problem through prohibition and trying to force Mexico to keep doing silly things. But anyway, I came through the checkpoint today and, you know, they're very polite and just asked what our citizenship was. And
what'd you say?
I said, the question was, first I offered the officer some French fries because I was eating some from McDonald's. And he said no and just asked if we were American citizens and said yes.
Hmm. Now, you don't have to answer the question, right?
No, you have absolutely no obligation. You have to stop. In fact, if you don't stop, you can spend 5 years in federal prison. If you Google 18 USC 758, it says that you can do 5 years in prison for not stopping at a federal checkpoint. So, you know, these things, you don't have a choice. You got to stop, but you don't have to answer questions about yourself because of the Fifth Amendment, and you don't have to do anything other than sit there until they tell you you can leave.
So why did you decide to answer their questions?
Because, you know, I'm not looking to start any problems.
Are they only checking southbound traffic? Or?
Yes, southbound traffic. I mean, checking northbound traffic would be...
Canadians trying to get back.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, do the dogs, or do Canadians smell funny? I'm not sure.
Well, now, as you were saying, Mark, you were thinking the dogs might possibly be body dogs or human detecting dogs, but it wouldn't make much sense. How far south of the northern border were you?
It was just south of Lincoln, New Hampshire, which is...
So like a half hour, an hour south?
I would say probably an hour and a half south.
So, I mean, it wouldn't make sense for those dogs to be human-sniffing dogs, because if you're going to... take somebody across the border, you can, and you've managed to successfully get them across the border, they can get out and then, you know, jump into the car and ride like normal, because people in the car as your passengers have no obligation to identify themselves.
I'm not saying any of this makes any sense.
Right.
I mean, I'm not trying to defend it in any way.
They're more likely to be drug dogs than anything.
Right. I mean, they want to be able to stop cars and ask questions of cars. Yeah. And
they don't care at all
about whether or not they impede sort of progress and efficiency of the citizens, because they're of no consequence to them.
No, I mean, they were very nice in doing what they do, and my objection to what they do is that internal checkpoints are unconstitutional. The government should not interfere with anybody's freedom of movement if they're not committing a crime against a person or property.
Well, I think it would be fun to have you make one of those videos, because there have been some great videos that people down on the southern border or near the southern border that have also been through these checkpoints have made, where they absolutely refuse to answer that question.
Yeah, and, you know, and I've done that before too, but I'm more interested in trying to build alliances with the officers that are doing this and trying to explain to them that, look, just because the Supreme Court said it's okay doesn't make it right, doesn't make it constitutional. And, I mean, the Supreme Court just said that you can be forced at the threat of federal imprisonment to buy to buy health insurance, which, of course, corporations lobbied heavily in order to have this mandate.
Is there prison behind that? I thought they were
of course
just going to jack
is.
Your taxes.
Right, but what happens when your taxes get jacked and you just say, oh, that's nice, I'm not going to pay it? You know, what's going to happen?
Well, no, I thought they were going to take money out of your paycheck.
Okay, so you don't pay your paycheck. Excuse me, you work under the table. You don't pay the penalty. You don't file your tax return, which is a misdemeanor. You know, it eventually, you
okay,
know.
Okay, if you're not filing the tax return, then I suppose they could assess you the fee or whatever.
Right, and, I mean, they're hiring, I think I saw on Facebook, 16,500 more federal
IRS
revenue agents.
Oh, boy.
You know, to... And, of course, if, you know, this eventually could lead you up in federal prison, and, you know, I think the Federal Bureau of Prisons has a lot better things to be doing than making sure people are healthy. And, of course, the policymakers who came up with this whole grand idea of the individual mandate would like you to disconnect in your mind the fact that you could end up in prison, and it's just like, you know, it's like the velvet glove. It's like, come this way, you know, do this, don't worry about it. But eventually, all this stuff ends up with either your house getting taken, your bank account being levied, or some other you know, forcible extraction of your property.
Well, I don't think the people should be afraid. I think they need to do what's right rather than what's expedient. And I hope that more people will refuse to answer those questions as they're driving through those checkpoints.
You have a constitutional right to say nothing.
And you also have a right to record the interaction as well.
Yes.
And I would highly recommend
doing
that.
Isn't the best thing to say first is, am I being detained? Do I have
to go? Well, you are being detained.
Well, I think that's a question to ask,
still
though,
ask
right?
It, though.
Right. Well, they'll tell you, no, you're not. Because you can leave, right? No. But, see, but you have to understand that this is how they're trained to do these things. So with that in mind, you know, you knowing that this is what they have to do, how can you have the biggest impact in that area? And, you know, when I've gone through these things in the past, I've been quiet. I've never been rude. But, of course, you know, people in authority positions take anything but complete compliance as a sign of disrespect.
Yes, generally.
Which it not always is. And, you know, I've been quiet until I've been told, okay, you can leave. And then I always try that, excuse me, in the past I always tried that when the second I was told I could leave, I would always say, excuse me, could I please talk to you for a minute and explain to you why I was quiet and what I was trying to accomplish. And what I've always been told by the CBP officers who have, with the exception of the ones who arrested me, have always been very nice, is that, we're just doing our thing.
Sure.
This is what we're supposed to do.
They're just following orders.
Right. So,
I mean, no doubt.
There's
I think you can have an effect on that, and I think that since you're running for sheriff, that's probably the best choice. But, you know, maybe compliance by the average person isn't the greatest thing to do every time.
Could you
time,
kick
right?
them out as a sheriff of
no.
the Coos County? Could
no.
you say, get out of here, you can't
no.
be in my road?
No.
Why not? I thought that the sheriff was the highest law and lawman.
Because under the U.S. Constitution, it has what's called the Supremacy Clause, which allows the federal government to do things, and there's a lot of court decisions, including the one allowing these unconstitutional checkpoints. These court decisions allow these things. So,
could you arrest them for something? Could you like trump up some sort of charge? You know how the cops always have disorderly conduct or whatever else they can. They use it against us. Why shouldn't we be able?
Put sheriffs right there in there amongst their group, keeping an eye on them, make sure that they don't break any laws.
In fact, there was a deputy sheriff that was there.
He wasn't keeping an eye on them to make sure they didn't break any laws, though.
No, I think he was probably participating. Which
I
certainly would have a problem with that because freedom of movement should not be interfered anyone who lives here.
They probably don't like the idea that maybe police officers are checking into what they're doing, right? Like they would hate that. You mean like they're doing to other people, right? So,
well,
I mean, it'd be really cool to have one of your officers go and toss their car.
Well, I mean, people who think that, you know, if someone gets elected, you become sheriff, you can just, you know, change public policy. It's not true, because look at what happened at Ruby Ridge. An FBI sniper completely violated the Constitution by shooting somebody who was not presenting a threat. And,
shooting a woman with a baby in her arms.
Yeah, shooting a woman with a baby in her arms, which violates a U.S. Supreme Court case.
Wasn't it in the back?
I don't.
No, I thought they got it through the front.
Oh, really?
She was at the door.
Yeah,
she was just in the doorway holding a baby.
Right.
Shot her.
So this sniper killed somebody in cold blood. The state charged them, but then the federal court, the U.S. attorney, gets it sent to federal court, and they dismiss it. So you need to understand how it works and that there is no accountability.
Here's what I'd do if I were the sheriff. I'd go out to that checkpoint and tell them, you guys can't be blocking traffic. Get out of here. And then if they don't, arrest them for disorderly conduct.
And they'd arrest you for interfering with a federal officer.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So you'll never get elected sheriff, my friend.
You can bring up anything here. R3's next.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Aupio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.